Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm KL Frierson, and welcome to another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have a special guest, but this special guest is a repeat offender.
What?
And it's been some time since y'all heard from this young brother. Phillips. If you're nasty.
First off, let's start off with this. Carlos don't mess with me no more.
Okay, so this is the second
time. Carlos done got married. Carlos come over here with new equipment. I see how he do.
So Carlos got new equipment.
Yeah.
So we not.
What is that? What is that anyway? It's over there lighting up, talking to you and all kind of stuff.
Don't do that.
What is that?
Don't do that. It's my new Tascam equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's strictly for a podcast. I'm trying to condense my stuff.
Okay.
But you out here in the sticks now.
Okay, Carlos.
Oh, the
Carlos.
But when I say he out here in the sticks now, ladies and gentlemen, what I mean is that I had to drive an hour
to come
see OJ.
Cut it out. Your house might be 20 minutes. Might be.
But he's now the definition of Mr. Move On Up. It's a, what is it? Some apartment in the sky.
What's it?
Yeah, a deluxe apartment
in this guy.
Yeah, he got a deluxe house now, y'all. He got a 2-car garage. He got 6 bedrooms.
Come on, man. Well, I tell you, boy, black people, you gonna have people calling me, boy.
Nah, that's fine. He said, "So long, 75-inch. Hello, 84.
So, you about bad as Noah.
Nah, my daughter came into the money.
Yeah, I upgraded my TV and gave Noah my old one.
Y'all hear that?
And now he said that he don't want my old one. He want a new one. And the one in his room 65.
So what size does he want the new one to be?
He wanted at least 75.
Nigga, what?
So
his mama told me I'm creating a monster.
It's not creating.
You think he already did?
It's created.
Damn.
You're a good boy, though, man.
I'm sorry.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, reporting live from Chateau Philippe.
Cut it out.
I'm
just a black man out here trying to find a way.
I hear you, brother.
Trying to get to heaven.
Passed off.
Huh?
I've been dealing with my morality lately, man.
You've been dealing with your morality? Yeah. How old are you? 65?
I'll be 40 in...
2 months.
6 weeks. 8 weeks. Somewhere up in there.
2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost 2 months to the date.
Yup.
Yeah. So
40.
So being 40 got you thinking about your morality.
Yeah. Cause if you think about it, boy, somebody said something to me the other day that really touched me. They said that people get to yelling their middle age when they're 50.
Uh huh.
And they said if you really look at the life expectancy of a black man, 35 is middle age.
Because the life expectancy is only 70.
Life expectancy for a black man is only really like 65.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my faith is strong.
My faith is strong too.
My midlife crisis coming at 60 because God promised us 120.
I pray that I get to like 93.
Because
after that, I'm straight.
Because of the gas?
Bruh.
Is that why you pray that you get to 93?
No, it's just because I don't want to be that person who's like 105 and everybody you known and stuff dead. And you just that old person don't nobody feel like dealing with.
What?
Damn, you make sound getting old sound real sad and lonely.
Boy, it's real. It's real. Think about it.
I don't want to.
People treat you great when you a baby.
Right.
They treat you like shit when you old.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. What's the point in having a...
Think about how many people out here right now got the financial wherewithal to take care of somebody who's older, but they put them in a home. Not a good home either.
Right. They put them in an adult daycare.
You think that's good living?
Have you been in a daycare as a child?
I mean, I went to Wee Academy. That shit was lit.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you could find a Wee Academy of nursing homes...
That's why I said not a good one. I said not a good one.
So you talking about the kids' college or nursery homes? nursing homes.
I mean, I'm just saying, there's some people out here who ain't doing right.
It's just true. So you've been thinking about your morality.
Yeah, man.
What about it?
Just getting old. You know what I'm saying? Just really starting to really think about my 401k.
Okay.
How much life insurance I got.
Okay.
You know, making sure it covers any debt that I have and leaving something that way, you know, whoever I leave it to really good.
So you really thinking about this?
Yeah, boy, for real.
You might as well get you a 26-year-old then. Somebody else you can break off.
No, man. I tried talking to a 26-year-old. They too young.
What's too young about them?
The mentality. I'm old, bro. Robert. And this is what I mean when I say I'm old. A girl around 26, 10 o'clock at night, she's still trying to turn up. 10 o'clock at night, but just trying to take a bath and lay down.
A bath. Come
on, man. It's time to take a bath.
Well, you still out here taking baths?
Well, I took a bath the other day.
And right after you got out the bath, you jump in the shower, right?
Did I jump in the shower that night? Nah. I got in the shower that morning, though.
Yeah, see, because every time
I put some damn essential oils in the bath, cut the bubbles on.
Hey, y'all should have seen.
You know what I'm saying? Turned on Jill Scott.
He said essential oils and started immediately rubbing his chest.
Yeah, man.
You had some lavender, some peppermint in there.
Nah, it wasn't lavender. It was
frankincense.
Nah, I can't remember the name of it. But it made me feel good. You know what I'm talking about?
So, like, it made your skin tingle, kind of feel good, or?
Nah, if your skin tingling, me your ass dirty. Oh, man. Nah, just getting more into self-care, man. I bought this the steamer for my face and shit. Okay. That's why I cut my beard off.
Oh, so you can start steaming your face?
Yeah, steaming my face, getting my skin going and shit. You know, the young girls like that kind of shit.
But you said you don't want a young girl.
I said I don't want to date no young girl.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Put them in a huckabuck is the other, another story.
Like my man Shannon said, I don't mind them. Anyway, hey, we not going down
there.
Hold on,
Shannon Sharp said, it's only three things. Hard, something inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. Shannon crazy.
He said, I have an open, I have a stretch out like quarter to three.
I have a stretch out like a quarter to three.
God damn.
Yeah. Badly.
You ain't been dealing with your morality, man, or am I tripping?
Nah, you not tripping. I'm not dealing in my morality in that manner. And Frank told me to tell you this, by the way.
What?
He said, that's why I got a wife.
Oh, let me tell you. So he called me today. I'm getting out of a meeting. And he said, he was like, yeah, my old lady just made
turkey ribs.
I was like, damn, that sound good. I said, I got to give her props. She make the best goddamn cabbage I done ever had. He was like, yeah, I just called to tell you I got a wife and you don't. And hung up the phone on me. I was like, damn, that shit so disrespectful.
So he told me to tell you the same.
Yeah.
So because I got a wife and you don't, I guess my thoughts about morality have been different. So yeah, I am thinking about my morality, but I'm thinking about it in a sense of, am I living?
Me too.
Yeah.
Now that's why you see now why I've been traveling so much lately.
Right.
And I'm about to really pick up on it again.
Yeah.
I got to get out. I got to see more. I've seen a lot, but I want to see a lot more.
See, because keep in mind, when we were roommates, I was taking solo trips. Like anywhere I could drive and go, I was taking solo trips. So because I was doing that, I was living and seeing things, but
living
I wasn't
seeing. Oh, you said living and seeing things.
Living and seeing things.
Well, I said, well, you must have just went home living and seeing. That's old church saying. Go ahead, I'm listening.
So I was living and seeing things, but it was more so of just a me thing. It wasn't one of those where I was really going out to explore and like have a good time and make memories. It was, hey, I've never seen this before. I want to go. Mm. I haven't seen this before. I want to go. And there's still memories, but it's solo. They're not shared memories. It was a solo dolo mission.
So what are your thoughts on your morality? So what's the difference between a single man's thoughts and a married man's thoughts? Because I'm going to tell you the difference I think it is.
So now I'm thinking about my thoughts have shifted greatly to us and what we're doing and what Mark we're doing. Because, and I just got off the phone with the big homie Coop, and he said, so how's the marriage life? I said, bro, this is the easiest thing I've ever done. One, I said, my life got tremendously easier. Mm-hmm. He said, man, everything easier divided by two.
Message.
Mm.
And when he said that, we instantly started talking about the partnership.
Yeah, but you can't say that because nowadays they ain't.
Well, because it's not a partnership.
Yeah, people don't want a partner no more.
Well, so.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, but the thing is.
That rabbit hole.
No, we can go down that rabbit hole. That's fine. Mm. But we were talking about the partnership of marriage and the partnership of having a great partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because he talked to me about his past and I talked about mine where, you know, we dealt with some selfishness where it was, yo, this ain't divided by two. This is divided by one, and the only one that you should be doing for is me.
Mm-hmm.
No, if fans of us about it. It's me. It's like music class. Me, 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 me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like the more we talked about it, that's where I've been thinking. Like that's the level of growth that I've come to where it's what are we doing to add to what it is that we have? Like it's all becoming a we thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm no longer thinking about just me. I'm thinking about how my decisions affect our family,
mm-hmm.
or you know, if there's an opportunity that can be had, how can this opportunity propel my family? Is this opportunity going to create distance, but then move us forward in the long run?
Mm-hmm.
And I have someone who's a long run thinker,
mm-hmm.
so like that, like it's a lot of things where, how can I make these memories last? How can I make this thing last forever? So that's the kind of morality that I've been dealing with. I like it's literally I'm trying to live forever as much as I can. So
no, I feel it.
So what's the difference in how I think about morality and how you think about morality?
The exact opposite of what everything you just said. Because I'm now getting to that point to where, like, if getting married.
Dang.
I'm almost at a point now of saying F having more kids.
I'm sorry.
And you know I wanted more kids.
I'm sorry.
Right.
But now Noah's 10, I'm almost at a point like F it. Because for me, it's like, as I check off more stuff or on the list of things that a man should want to do,
right,
it's almost like, what's the purpose?
Well, let me ask you this. Who set the list of things that a man would want to do?
I think that list is innate in who you are as a man, because nobody had to tell me. Then that's the difference. There's some men out here who don't have a list. They content with just being a no good dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But for me, it's certain things I always wanted to accomplish. You know, I wanted to have a career.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wanted to make $75,000. I wanted to make $100,000. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. This and this and that. And marriage was on that list.
Right.
But now it's one of those things where it's like, I value my peace so much where it's like, damn, unless I meet the person who's going to bring me peace, I'm straight. I'm at that point where I'm cool if I'm by myself. I'm straight.
So this is going to be a bad boys forever moment.
What?
So when Mike was telling Marcus that he had a son and he said, hey, man, how you fuck a witch without a condom?
Robert!
Right. So when you were telling me that, all I heard was, yeah, so I wanted to make $75,000. Then I wanted to make
$100,000. That's what you got out of the whole conversation.
So,
come on.
And so, in other words, so you at the $275,000 that I said you was at. My man. That's what I'm talking about, boy. Hey, but like them socks.
I'm struggling like everybody else.
Yeah, because more money, more problems.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, but like them socks, I'm on your heels. I'm trying to make something shake.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's the difference is, you know, do I have days where I'm like, damn, because I told somebody this the other day. I said I was the dude growing up that I always wanted to be married and have multiple kids. And I had homeboys who didn't want to be married. And it's funny how you flash forward to I'm 39. Every one of my homeboys who didn't want to be married is married. And I'm the one who wanted marriage, and I'm not.
So the same thing happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got married late in the game.
Nigga, I'm almost 40.
I know.
To the point now where somebody said something to me the other day that made me damn really sit down. This also made me think. Somebody said, OJ, you could just very well be the damn problem.
Aww. Yeah, I've even told you that.
I don't think I'm the problem, though.
I don't think you're not the problem.
I don't think I'm the problem.
So we saying the same thing. I don't think you're the problem, but I don't think you're not the problem either.
I'm part of it.
Yeah, you definitely.
There have been situations where I was definitely the problem.
Right.
But I look at those and say, that would have ended badly anyway.
Right.
Because I know me.
Right.
So I got out.
And I can dig that.
And then the ones that I would have definitely done right, I wasn't the problem.
See, again, and the big homie and I, we had a great conversation to the point where I don't feel bad about the three rings no more. He got one more than me.
So just damn, so y'all the Lord of the Rings, the sequel.
One ring rules them all, brother.
I ain't bought but one in my lifetime. And I was on the verge of buying a second.
Yeah. But like, So, a few things. When you say peace, what does that even mean?
I'm going to tell you. I was talking to a young lady and she said something that really resonated with me. The older I've gotten, the more set in my ways I am.
Okay. And that makes sense.
And it's just certain shit that I'm not going to do. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not willing to compromise on it. I'm not going to do it.
Like what?
Like, for instance, it's going to sound bad, but it is what it is. If a woman has more than three kids, I'm straight.
What's wrong
with that? I'd rather be alone than to be with a woman with more than three kids.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Because at the point I'm at now in my life, I was telling my mama this. When you finally get away from living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
The one thing you never want to do again
is go back to living paycheck to paycheck.
So I look at it as this. If she got more than three kids and she making a good living, cool. But if you got more than three kids and you struggling and you looking for, because everybody now looking for a provider.
Right.
So if you looking for me to provide the type of life that I'm currently living for you, your, let's say, four or five kids, I got a kid, and if you right age, I possibly want another kid, I ain't doing it.
I got you. And that's
I ain't going to change my lifestyle trying to take care of a whole village. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, and that comes down to preference, though.
Yeah. Like, and well, I say me,
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't speak for nobody else.
Oh, no. But I understand that. Like, you know, when I was in the world.
Bruh.
Come on, preach, pastor. Preach, pastor.
When I was in the world, there were things that I was not willing to compromise on. And the kids thing was something huge for me. And it still is really, really big for me. Really big for me.
The kids thing is huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people don't know. You know, I may have left the best person I've ever known because of it.
Right.
But right. It's just, you know.
Because it's not just, and I want y'all to hear it out. He's not saying, when I see you and you got three kids, I'm almost looking at you like, it's a wrap.
Oh, I forgot. You a professional podcaster.
What you mean?
You know, in my mind, I be thinking, motherfucker, you know what the hell I meant.
Yeah.
What I mean is, if you got three kids, cool.
Right.
I still damn rock with you. But I've been running into girls who got like six.
Oh, yeah.
Legitimate six.
Right.
All in still in the house.
And I'll tell you another thing that you'll strike out is if you got one and that one is terribly behaved.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
If your kid bad, that's why I said I honestly think I'm praying against it. And I'm praying and asking God to send me a wife, but I honestly think I'm going to be alone. I think I'm destined to be that nigga.
Okay, so, all right. So we talked about peace as far as kids go. Mm-hmm. what other things, like, because that's another thing, that's one thing that you're not going
to
compromise.
We not about to have no goddamn therapy session.
No, we not going
to
have a therapy session.
See, every time you come, every time I come on here, you be wanting a nigga to pour his heart out, and you ask me questions you don't ask nobody else. Everybody else get to come over here and down, promote their business, and tell their life story about how they are successful.
This is a part of your life story,
you
know,
you get OJ on here, yeah, like, damn, you try to Dr. Phil me. Now, don't Dr. Phil me, guys.
Oh, so just stay Gale, huh?
Yeah, you know, don't Dr. Phil
so you
me.
You just want me to stay Gale and open. Like, you don't always want to dive do that into to
me. You either A, try to get me on here to be ratchet, or B, you try to goddamn use me as a therapy session. Then when I go around my friends and be like, yeah, OJC, man, I think you the problem because on the podcast you see it. I'd be like, God damn.
It don't happen like that, bro.
Okay. We both know damn that ain't true.
Hey, I appreciate the listeners out there for listening to the podcast.
How many
podcast.
Mothers done wrote me about a podcast from 8 months ago? I'm like, I ain't even been on his podcast in damn near 6 months. Like, but you said this then. I'm like, man, I was in a different place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but don't Dr. Phil.
Nah, I'm not trying to Dr. Phil you because I'm really trying to, I'm trying to understand like, how okay, we see I'll peace say, different.
Okay, so peace for me.
Right.
Another big thing that I'm learning now is communication.
Okay.
If you can't communicate without getting frustrated and stomping around the house and shit like you a child, I'm straight. I'll be in here by myself. I'm straight.
I can dig that.
I'm literally, I was telling my homegirl, I'm okay with coming in the house, cooking me a pot of spaghetti, pouring me a glass of tequila, you know what I'm saying, rolling me up with some medicinal weed. It's CBD. CBD. Rolling up me some medicinal weed and turn on me a good TV show. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Do that. I go to sleep, wake up in the morning, go to work, travel. I'm straight.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's just little things that I'm just not going to deal with because a lot of times now people don't know how to communicate. You know what I'm saying? And you're always arguing. Everything is dang an argument. Everything is a debate. I ain't doing that. Why are we debating about this? What are we debating about?
Right. And I think a healthy debate is fine.
Yeah, but if everything is a debate, it's not. Because now, to me, I'm going to tell you what it says to me. That's why I say I could be the problem. I'm being mature enough to say that. If you debate everything I say, you refuse to be led. I'm straight.
Ha.
I'm straight. I just see
Boy,
the red
flag. Boy, you said a mouthful just now.
I see the red flag in that already. If you debate everything I say, and me and you not even married yet,
right?
You refuse to be led. I'm straight on that.
I dig it.
Especially if we coming in, like the only time I'm going to debate with you on everything is if we coming in and we equally yoked from the jump. Okay, then you got a right to debate me. Hell, you just as successful as me.
Equally yoked in what way? Financially?
What I mean by that is this. If you are well taken care of, you're taking care of yourself well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're well educated. We know what we talking about.
Yeah.
I ain't just talking about financially.
Yeah, but you're talking about somebody, you on your A game and on your stuff about you and your life as I'm on my A game and on my stuff about me and my life.
And you debating me in the beginning because you basically trying to fill me out too. Like, okay, I'm straight without you.
Right.
So I'm debating you to make sure that you are qualified enough to lead me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with that.
Because all y'all doing at that point is trying to find common ground.
Yes, but if you coming in
that you can compromise
on. You ain't got to pop the piss in, your life in shambles, and I'm sitting here spending most of my time trying to lead you to better, but you debating everything I'm saying, I'm straight on that.
Here's an example. Superman swoops in to save you, right?
Yes.
And you flying away. Why are you flying so fast? Yep. Why are you too high? You should fly low. You should do... you needed saving.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, but Superman and Wonder Woman sitting across from each other having a conversation.
Yo.
Like,
because I've had plenty of conversations where I've had to say, well, they'd be like, you know, I'm the prize. I'd be like, okay, you feel that way. And you should, because you're a confident woman. But it's two of us in this house. If we separate who life changes.
Right.
Mine or yours. What you mean by that? If you leave right now, my house gonna still be here. My car ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Everything in here I own, and I get up and go to work in the morning. My paycheck is the same whether I work 1 hour or I work 80.
Right.
So if I'm trying to lead you, especially if I'm trying to tell you, like, okay, well, I want to do this and this and that. Like, no, I don't think you should do it that way. I think you should do it this way.
Because I've been there and done, like, yeah.
Because I have the relevant experience to tell you.
Right.
Been but there. If you're debating me, I'm like, okay, you know what, baby? I'm straight. If you're going to debate everything, nah, if you debate me on this and this and that, I'm also a man. I could be submissive in a sense of like, okay, cool. Yeah, maybe, baby, you're right.
Right.
But if you debate everything, I'm straight. I'm straight. Because you can't be led.
I dig that.
You can't be led. That's why I'm at a point now where I'm straight.
Right.
I know how to cook. I'm straight.
I know how to clean. I know how to hire somebody to clean
if I can't. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But hire somebody to clean. I'm straight.
I dig it.
I actually got a girl coming over here today to look at the house and buy the paintings and shit. Paintings and shit for the house and shit. Interior decorator. That's what they call it.
You got an interior decorator.
Don't get it twisted.
Hey, so.
Don't do that. Let me say what I mean before.
No, let's go back to the beginning of this conversation. Yeah, man, because you know, I've done everything a man, you know, that I had on my list to do. So 7,500. 100,000, 200,000. The pickles will come. That's what you sound.
No.
Like.
No, what I mean by that is
100,000, 100,000.
Every place I've ever been, and you've been to every house I've ever had right. for your Phoenix, it feel like a man's house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I got the TV and stuff like that.
So you trying to be girl friendly?
It ain't even about being girl friendly, man. I'm gonna tell you what my mind is.
You want a home?
My mind now is everything about Noah.
Right.
Giving him the best life possible.
Okay.
So I want him to have that home feel where, like, right now ain't nothing on the walls.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I want some paintings. You know what I'm saying? I ordered a little water feature, something in there where the water trickle down.
So you got a whole water wall?
Not a whole wall. We not gonna do that. It was $299 on Amazon. We not gonna do that.
$299?
Yeah.
For bro, a half a wall and a koi fish pond?
Ain't no koi fish pond. See there, don't do that. Don't do that. This man sitting in front of $1,000 mixing
board. It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
All right. I'm just saying. But yeah, but she ain't charging much, you know what I'm saying? I got to buy the stuff.
Right.
And she only charged me like $100 a room.
Okay.
So to me, I ain't doing it all in one foul swoop. Now don't get it twisted.
I'm just saying, you got six rooms in here though.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm letting her do the living room, and I'm letting her do the TV room. Yeah.
The game room. Say game room.
It ain't really a game room because I don't really play video games no more.
But Noah does.
Noah play room. I bought Noah a steering wheel for his racing game.
Right.
He played in his room.
See, this one you got to start teaching him discipline.
What?
You only play with the race car in the game room.
Nah, because I didn't want it to be a game room. See, I'm getting old, man. I don't want nobody in my living room.
Oh, so you want to... Hold on. What? So you gonna have a living room and then a family room?
Like, so this, like, right here?
It's gonna be the living room.
Yeah, so right here.
You don't want nobody in here.
If it's just me, like, okay, let's say you came on like, OJ, man, I'm about to come over and kick it. Okay, bet. We going upstairs in TV room.
Okay.
Yeah, like, what's the purpose of being down here and dirtying up down here?
I got you. Boy, hey, I just came from Manning. You ain't left.
Your mama the same way.
Yeah, we're about dirtying it up. Hold dirtying up.
What you dirtying up? I've been in your mama house.
I know.
There's what? Your mama got two living rooms that I know of. When you first walk in, it's one on the left.
Yeah.
If you go around that corner.
Right.
And then if you go through the kitchen, it's one back there on the right.
Man cave, yeah.
That's the one where everybody go watch TV at.
Most likely.
Your mama they ain't letting nobody just randomly sit in the good living room.
Nah, because that's where the good furniture is.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, but well, you mad because my dad got a wife and you don't?
Bro, I mean, come on, man. See, y'all gonna make me down, get my 10 grand up. And go to goddamn Taipei.
Oh, if I boy, Taipei is a video game, isn't it?
Just so I could know Taipei is a real country. Okay. Just so I can stop hearing that goddamn thing. Frank killed me with that early. I said, damn, boy, that cold blooded.
But that's hilarious though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, called me and bragged about his dinner, then hung up on me. But yeah,
boy,
just
cool.
Little stuff like that, man.
I dig it.
That's why I say name, but I'm realizing. Do you ever, okay, most men outside, most men listening to this will hear what I'm saying, where it really hits you that you a grown-ass man?
Yes. Yes.
Boy, it hit me like a ton of bricks maybe about 6 months ago. Like, boy, I'm a grown ass man. Like, ain't nobody coming to save me. You know, I got to make sure the people behind me good.
Right.
You know, like, so I've already started moving my thinking now from Noah to Noah's potential kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the Bible say a good man leaves an inheritance for his kids' kids. Kids,
yeah, for generations.
Yeah,
generations,
so, yeah. You know, I updated my life insurance. I'm investing in a new life insurance. It's just all kind of shit, man, right. Where I'm just, I moved off of, I got to find a wife too. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, fuck it. At least when I die, my son's right.
I dig that.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I bet you, you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
You keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.